Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Intel powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Mickey Ryan with you. Don Davenport, Sportscaster of the Year, by the way, in the state of Tennessee.
Yep.
Say that every time she opens her mic. Jesse Simonson joins us from Knoxville, VolQuest.com. Jesse, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Congrats to Don. That's a bit. Yep. Nashville cleaned up. Don, Joe Rex got a nice award. Yep. So you guys are doing well there in the mid-state.
Yep. Pete Weber. You're next. Don't worry.
We'll see.
Jesse's up to
us. You've been busy, that's for sure.
No doubt. T. Martin to Tennessee. Tell us about this. It's something that we've heard like every year for the last, I don't know, decade.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of, you know, Tennessee fans are excited that this reunion and this marriage has finally happened once again. Obviously, he flirted hard with Butch Jones in 2012. He even flew in his whole family to kind of, you know, to visit Knoxville and kind of, you know, step back on. But then there's been kind of, you know, both sides, I think, had a little bit of trepidation with each other the last 2 years. You know, T just 3 months ago, you know, declined an invitation to come back for the 1998 reunion. So there was still some frostiness there between both sides. Obviously, his son decided, really didn't give, you know, any interest to Tennessee and goes and has had a nice career thus far with Clemson. So to make this all work, and to bring both sides together, you've seen the reaction from a lot of Tennessee fans but specifically Tennessee alumni, guys that played with T, the Al Wilsons, the Fred White, those kind of guys are just really excited about it. And I think, you know, it gives Tennessee fans a reason to be optimistic that this program's doing everything it can to kind of, relight the flame that was going strong when T was here and leading the way in that 98 championship season.
Three questions with Jesse Simonson, T. Martin to Tennessee. Question two.
So, Jesse, you had put this, you kind of summed it up very well. The Vols have 11 coaches for 10 on-field positions right now. Got to move some chairs around.
They do. I mean, more movement is to come. This is, T was just the first shoe to drop, and so now I think a lot of Tennessee fans are saying, what's next? And so is David Johnson, who's received some interest from LSU, where he's, you know, he's a former Louisiana high school coach, successful Louisiana high school coach. LSU, Auburn, Houston have all kind of checked in with DJ. Then we've obviously, you know, reported that Charles Kelly, defensive secondary coach, coaching the safeties right now, longtime defensive coordinator in the ACC with both Georgia Tech and Florida State.
And a heck of a Maryland singer for Lady Antebellum, too, that guy.
He's
a great vocalist, tall, too.
He can do it all.
Great golfer.
By the way, Auburn's
and Charles has got he fits in with the rest of Tennessee staff with the bald head thing, so he may tough for him to leave. But Maryland is, you know, coming after him strong as their defensive coordinator with Mike Loxley's new staff. So we'll see. Some dominoes still have to fall here. T was a big deal because Tennessee they wanted to get that done before Alabama and some other schools, you know, were able to pony up and maybe come to the table for more. And I think T, honestly, you know, wanted this to happen too. This is, you know, a year ago, T wanted to be involved in this conversation for Jeremy Pruitt's job. And so, you know, I think both sides have kind of come together that this is probably best for both parties. Now, how does it kind of work to what is he going to coach? All indications are he's going to coach receivers. So where does that leave David Johnson? Does Johnson move to a new position if Charles Kelly goes elsewhere and they reshuffle the staff a bit? Still another shoe to drop. Landing T was just move one.
Well, Jesse Simonson with us. Third question for you about this T. Martin hire. What is it that, you know, obviously Tennessee fans excited because he is a Tennessee guy, but what is it that he brings to this staff? What's the most important aspect that he brings to the staff?
T. Martin was hired for his recruiting prowess. He's landed a slew of five stars out at USC, including, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, who's already had a nice NFL career. St. Brown is one of the emerging top wide receiver in the country in terms of still in the college game. So both those guys were T. Martin recruits. You guys know Adoree Jackson well, covering the Titans. That was the guy that T. Martin personally recruited to USC. So Tennessee's hoping that he can kind of have a similar effect here. You know, there's a lot of folks who believe that Southern Cal kind of recruits itself. T. obviously had a lot of success with California kids. But T kind of built his reputation early in his career with some of the grinding and moves he pulled, you know, getting in good players at Kentucky and when he was on Joker Phillips' staff. So Tennessee's hoping that, you know, return to the SEC, return to the South. He's a Mobile kid. He obviously still has a lot of connections here in Atlanta, elsewhere. Tennessee's hoping to really, you know, capitalize on those relationships and capitalize on T's ability to really connect with players. You know, a lot of guys who have played for T have spoken very highly of how close of a personal connection he has. And so Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt are banking on that to continue here in Rocky Top.
Hey, on the way out, we'll ask you a bonus question. That's how I made my grades in school, was, you know, try to get the bonus question right. Drew Richmond has entered the portal, and then there have been all kinds of different things, speculation about him. Yes, is he locked in the portal? What's going to happen with that guy? And Eli Wolf.
Yeah,
Eli gone.
Quickly, I would be surprised if both of those guys played for Tennessee in 2019. That would be my bonus answer. Eli is still, both of them are still registered for classes and in school. Eli could be a guy that ultimately decides to graduate transfer after this semester in the spring. We shall see. So he could still be a guy that participates in spring practice. I would be quite surprised at this point with knowing what we know on January 15th if Drew Richmond plays another game at Tennessee. He obviously did not put his name in the NFL draft. There was some who thought that could happen. He was leaning towards maybe doing that a couple weeks ago. Right now he's still in the transfer portal. I think all signs point to him also graduating in the spring and then putting his name out there as a graduate transfer.
He's Jesse Simonton, FallQuest.com. All the info there at Jesse R.E. Simonton. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.